This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
At tacticalholsters.com. Okay? This is where you can find everything you need. If you need a chest rig, if you need a belt, if you need a belt that is already set up, if you need holsters, if you need magazine carriers, they have it all there. One-stop shop. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. The Constitution... The Constitution only allows federal judges to serve during good behavior. This good behavior limitation on judicial tenure derives from one of the oldest and most well-established legal principles of our founding and English legal history. This is a limitation on appointed officials holding office pervades our founding revolutionary era state constitutions. And it's time for Trump to consider activating the power of the political branches to fire badly behaving judges. We could start by draining the judicial swamp. Yes, I can, Keith. Yes, I can. I will email you Sean's email. Recent Obama appointees, including associates of Obama since law school, earned the all kinds of stuff from a wide range of legal and scholastic critics over their travel ban rulings. How bad was it? Even the hashtag Never Trumpers and liberal lawyers came out in a chorus of condemnation against Hawaii and Maryland judicial actions. Hashtag Never Trump lawyer David French, lawyers at National Review, and left-leaning law professor Jonathan Turley each criticized this decision. Leftist Democratic law professor Alan Dershowitz noted that the judges would have never done this to Obama, even if the executive order was identical. Anti-Trump critic David Frum of The Atlantic criticized the decision. Even five Ninth Circuit judges amended their prior statements to criticize these judges' actions as without precedent. So why this unison of condemnation? Well, as one law professor noted, much of the Hawaii judges' actions were based on judicial acts of misleading. That's a polite diplomatic "I might be in front of that judge someday" way of saying that some of these anti-Trump, anti-travel ban judges were not honest. If private lawyers had acted that way, the way these judges did, they could be sanctioned and could lose their license and their livelihoods and be thrown out of court or even charged with a crime. This is why Judge Alex Kaczynski authored two amendments to his prior dissent to specifically criticize the basis of the Hawaii judge's ruling. So what can Trump or Congress do about it if they believe these federal judges exceeded their authority and engaged in disreputable conduct? The Constitution provides two restrictions on the tenure of a federal judge. First, if they misuse or abuse their office, then the Constitution under Article 2, Section 4 authorizes congressional quasi-criminal remedies of impeachment. The impeachment provision applies to the president and all civil officers of the United States whenever their conduct constitutes treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. The latter provision historically has been rejected for purely private conduct. That's why both Hamilton and Nixon were not impeached for either tax evasion or financial misdeeds, though both were accused of one or the other. Clinton successfully argued against conviction on the grounds of his perjury, though in office derived from a purely personal matter rather than a presidential one. So, there's also a second separate restriction on the tenure of a federal judge. Article 3 of the Constitution limits a judge's tenure to continuous good behavior. And this reinforces the democratic side of the Constitution. Only elected officials can remove either elected or appointed officials. Congress clearly understood this as they passed a law in 1790 making federal judges automatically ineligible for continued service upon conviction of a crime. The good behavior limitation on appointed judges specifically states, judges, both of the Supreme and Inferior Court, shall hold their offices during good behavior. It does not say the judges shall hold their offices during their lives, nor unless removed by impeachment. It says they keep their judicial powers only during good behavior. So you need not be a conservative or an originalist to see the Constitution this way, because no less than two very well-respected law professors argued the same interpretation in the Yale Law Journal. History also supports this interpretation. The language of the good behavior limitation on office holding pervaded the revolutionary era. So, the recommended manner of determining good behavior incorporates procedures akin to an administrative trial process where each of the political branches plays a role. The executive in initiating investigation and prosecution, the legislative in a jury-like function. And as fellow scholars note, under any reading of the Constitution, the political branches have the authority to investigate and sanction judges. Judges actually do this to each other over ethical breaches, including removal from hearing cases. The problem is that the judiciary does a very lousy job policing their own. So time for Trump to drain the judicial swamp. What defines bad behavior? They are supposed to uphold the integrity and independence of the judiciary. They're supposed to perform their duties fairly, impartially, and diligently, and they're supposed to refrain from political activity. So this means a judge should not be swayed by any partisan interests at all. The analogous ethical code for lawyers requires that they always disclose and deal with legal authority that is both precedent and disagrees with their opinion. Judges frequently lecture lawyers about this. A private lawyer who merely misleads a court about controlling precedent or the factual record can be sanctioned. He can be kicked out of the profession. Shouldn't a judge be held to that same standard that they impose on citizens and lawyers? Wasn't that why the founders limited the term of a federal judge to good behavior? Law professor Josh Blackman noted that the Hawaii court's order gave a chronology that was misleading and cited only part of the prior campaign comments of Trump and his surrogates and engaged in other dubious acts of fact-finding. In the law, the federal rules of evidence prohibit this kind of out-of-context quoting. He was basically making it up. So imagine, Hawaii blocks fruit and vegetable plants and animals, but Sharia-supporting imam family members are let right in by judicial fiat. I haven't ever heard a leftist say we're going to take our kids this year to Somalia or to Syria. This is something that can be done. And it can be done now. And I want to see the swamp drained. Some way, somehow. And it'll be fun. And it'll be good. And we're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog lube is a treatment. It is a solvent. It is a lubricant. It will take your weapon. It will make it better. And that's all there is to say about it. I mean, it does the job of a lubricant when it needs to be a lubricant. In any environment, no matter how extreme. Check them out, froglube.com. Couple of administrative things real quick. Item number one, at the bottom of every podcast segment, there is a link to go and try to win the Nighthawk Custom Predator 2 that we're trying to give away in conjunction with gunwinner.com, Nighthawk Custom, Gat, somebody else, and me, and Lock and Load. And we're trying to give this away. And everybody should go join, go sign up for it. Go enter to win. That's item number one. Item number two, March the 30th and 31st will be in rebroadcast because I will be moving. And I've got to get this done and knocked out so that I can get the studio set up and do a successful test and do all this other stuff and make sure that I can connect and come back strong come Monday. I won't have a whole lot of time to do that. So 30th and 31st. It will be a rebroadcast. Feel free to join the rebroadcast. I would love to have you there. And at the same time, that's what we'll be doing, moving to different digs, which is a story in and of itself that I may share one day and I may not, because I may share it, but we'll see. We will see. The left is continuously promoting their lie that the election got changed and Trump won because of the Russians. They want to get enough people believing that Trump and his presidency is illegitimate so they can impeach him. Now, these people on the left and the GOP establishment still do not understand what they're dealing with. They don't quite fathom what would happen and what the fallout of reversing the will of the American people by impeaching their president would cause. I don't want to keep sounding like a broken record, but the whole dynamic of political leadership has changed under Trump. In the beginning, I kind of liked Ted Cruz. I know a lot of people that were sitting out there waving Cruz signs. A lot of obnoxious people would drive by these people screaming Trump at them. A lot of passion for this candidate. Wherever you went, you saw Trump's signs up. You'd see it painted on the side of barns and on rooftops. There were Trump Pence billboards, countless hand-painted Trump signs, and a gazillion official blue and white Trump yard signs. There's something very unique happening here. Around about April, I decided that I was going to go with Trump, simply because I saw what was going on, and at the same time, I saw what he was doing, and I saw how he was reaching out, and I had two questions happening in my head. Why is he doing it? How does he know how to do it? And why aren't the rest of these yahoos trying to do this? At his rallies, he had unprecedented crowds. At the NRA meetup last year in May, it was standing room only to see him speak. That particular day, people had to park 5 times as far away from the venue and have to walk over muddy fields to get to it, and everybody did that. They were taking away guns, and they had a separate pile of, they had this over here for the guns and this over here for the vapes, for the electric e-cigarettes, and everybody was happily giving up everything they had to get in there. Then you started to hear things like Crooked Hillary, where for the first time ever, Trump was giving as well as he was taking. because of his TV show and because of his persona, lots of people knew that he was about winning and getting things done. So, Trump has turned out to be God's perfect choice for this time as it is. And while there's a couple of people that I did like, I'm very pleased that I figured out in May of last year that this was the way it was going to be. Because the status quo has got to go. He's going to do it. They want to call him uncouth and rude and all these other things. That's fine. There's some politically sophisticated conservatives that are so embarrassed by Trump and protective of their status quo that they secretly wish that Hillary had won, or they hope that Trump is impeached. And it amazes me that anti-Trump conservatives and Republicans do not realize the bullet in the heart of freedom that was dodged by choosing Trump. So, we're engaged in a really big battle right now. We've got plenty of fake news happening. We've got Hollywood that's trying to be, you know, a player in this. You've got the Washington, D.C. establishment versus Trump and we the people. We may still be in for a fight. And when I say a fight, I mean a pulling the charging handle back fight. If they try to go after this president unjustly. Don't get me wrong. If he does something wrong, criminal, okay, fine. But this is somebody, if he could have done something criminal, he would have done it a long time ago. He's not in it for the power. He heard a call. He has the arrogance and the ego necessary to see this through, which is what we need. We do not need a Boy Scout. We do not need somebody that is couth and polite and sophisticated. We need somebody that is effective. For those Republicans and all of the left that think that they can change the will of the people, that would be very unwise to go down that route. So unwise, I can't even imagine where it would begin. But it would be bad. It would be bad. All of this leftist rioting and everything would pale in comparison to what would happen then. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty that is the class of the industry. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Now then, I have an idea, and this is me being mean and spiteful. And I'm going to expand upon me being mean and spiteful in just a minute, just because I want to get it off my chest. I want these, you know, there's a class of people out there that you and I never see. They're very upper crust. I think they consider themselves to be the ruling class. And I think they should feel real world consequences over their love affair with open borders. Because right now you have dangerous illegal immigrants who are streaming into public schools while the economic and the political elites call us racist for wanting to keep our children safe, send their little bubble boys and girls to secured exclusive institutions like the Sidwell Friends. In Maryland, last week, a 14-year-old ninth grader at Rockville High School, a mere 11 miles from Sidwell Friends, was brutally raped in the school's bathroom by two ninth grade illegal immigrants. This is not little boys that we're talking about here. Henry E. Sanchez Million is 18 years old and a native of Guatemala. Jose A. Montano, 17, from El Salvador. And they're in the ninth grade. So you have an adult. You have an adult male in school with high school students. They were both charged with first degree rape and two counts of first degree sexual offense. Now, let me ask you a question. What kind of sick logic do you have to employ to place unvetted adults in classes with 14-year-olds? What kind of demonic hypocrisy is it when the sick, violent illegals are placed into poor, working, and middle-class schools by the same people who pay $40,000 a year to quarantine their offspring from the virulent fallout of their policies? Monsters like Montaño and Sanchez Million get rewarded with teddy bears and soccer balls while innocent American teens get raped and killed. On March 3rd, 10 illegal immigrant members of the MS-13 gang were indicted for the savage murders of three Brentwood High School students in Brentwood, a working-class community in Suffolk County, 45 miles east of New York City. Two of the students, Nisa Meekins, 15, and Kayla Cuevas, 16, were beaten with baseball bats and hacked with a machete. Every one of us that is a parent should be mad as hell over this. Not just the grieving families. Former President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama and the fake stream media have allowed the illegals to invade our schools. And why not? You won't see their precious darlings playing field hockey with the MS-13 butchers, will you? All you have to do is check out the student body. You know, Obama's daughter, Sasha, still goes there, as do children of the media elites. Sidwell is crammed full with offspring from Democrat power players whose hearts bleed for illegal immigrants while they turn a blind eye to the rapes and assaults and murders committed against American children. Since we're already paying billions to feed, educate, house, and provide medical care for this surge of illegal children, during Obama's reign, we may as well allocate $40,000 per year in tuition fees, and let's enroll the rapists and the murderers at Sidwell Friends. Let's see how the haves like it. They probably won't. Let me veer off here. Because I'm considering doing something, and I'm not real happy that I have to consider doing it. But at the same time, I am considering doing it. I had a person that claims to be a listener decide to come onto my Facebook page. He probably sent me a friend request. I'm maxed out on that. I just have a regular personal page. And I confirmed it. And then, just recently, he just started sending all of this stuff to the page, which I asked him why he was sending this stuff to the page. Quite candidly, he told me it was because I had so many followers and he needed to get the truth to them, which was not a very leftist thing to say because normally they're going to try to do the subterfuge. However, the leftist part of it was where he thought that I would allow that or that I should allow that. So what followed was a litany of accusations and I need to get with God and I need anger management apparently. And I'm almost certain he's still listening because he claims to back up everything I do. So I'm thinking about taking it all down because I don't want to mess with this stuff. There's too many real problems in the world. This guy's issue was that he doesn't like Bush and he didn't like Obama and he thinks Trump is the status quo. Trump hasn't been in office for 60 days, idiot. How can he be the status quo? He hasn't had time to get that revved up yet. And he's already done more in 60 days than a lot of guys do in their entire terms as president. So that's, you know, you got an axe to grind. I understand that. That's fine. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. However, I've got a job to do. And there may be a bit of anger involved in it if you're getting out there and you're trying to, one, influence the people that do patronize the show. And three, if you're going to get out there and you're going to start resorting to the God thing, invoking God and telling me that I need to get with God, you haven't listened long enough because apparently you don't know what happened to me a couple of years ago. You don't know where I went. So I banned you. I blocked you. I've spammed you. All this other stuff. Literally, I was getting hit on all sides. Email, Facebook messages, everything else. Wanted me to call. The whole time I was talking to him, though, he was steady posting all of this drivel. All of this stuff should be in our rearview mirror. Absolutely, the past predicates the future, but we have time right now. We're in a moment where if we will put our noses to the grindstone, we can do something that will be good for the country. And we don't have time to look back and lament what Bush did or lament what Obama did. That time has passed. So if all of a sudden everything goes away, it's going to be because of asshats like this cat. But we will see. We will see. One more time, I give it back to Genesis Communications Network. You're listening to Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Last time on The Firing Line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Check them out. This is something that you can use on your weapon. Disregard the haters. There's a lot of haters out there that don't like it. It works. It simply works. Try it. You'll like it. froglube.com. In the chat room, I got a lot of it. It's not me. Well, it's not me. This guy is a podcast listener, so the podcast hasn't come out yet, and he hasn't had a chance to listen to it, so I know it's not anybody listening right now. We'll see what happens. We'll see. There is a guy coming out of Sweden named Torbjörn Gerlerup, and I'm not making that up. And he describes himself as a liberal. And he adds he's a member of the Swedish Social Democrats. He comes from something, a blog called Loon Watch. And he seems to be the only writer for Loon Watch who uses his real name and allows the website to publish a picture of him. Darius and Garibaldi do neither of those things, whoever they are. Anyway, Gerlerup, I guess we're expected to believe everything he says about Sweden because he tells us twice that I am from Sweden, so I should know. And that's like saying that everything Saddam Hussein said about Iraq must have been true because he was born and bred in Iraq. He wrote a piece called Trump, Fox News, and Swedish Crime Statistics, which is basically a virtual hour-long non sequitur. Most of his words are on crime and immigration in America, not Sweden. In other words, he compares Sweden to the United States, and he does so in many respects. And it's almost like he believes there's some kind of necessary logical slash causal link between the situation in America and the situation in Sweden. And the most that can be said is this, as well as this article being one long non sequitur that you wrote there, Gerlerup. It's also a classic case of whataboutism. So, in other words, if Muslims have greatly increased the rate of rape and crime in Sweden, then surely that's happening in the United States. And, you know, the true sentence would be what is happening in the United States is largely irrelevant. Importantly, Gerald LaRue fuses all immigrants together in his piece, in his fantasy mind. At the same time as that, he also pretends that all right-wingers and conservatives do exactly the same thing. And yet, conservatives or right-wingers, rather than national socialists and fascists, have never been against all immigrants. We're actually in favor of productive and skilled immigrants and against, for example, illegal immigrants and, in the Trump era, Muslims from certain countries. This is largely a response to Donald Trump's comments about Sweden some weeks ago, February 21st to be exact. It must have been written after the left-wingers had finally realized that Trump hadn't actually referred to a terrorist act in Sweden, as they at first claimed. Instead, according to Gellerup, Trump talked about the U.S. migration ban and justified it by mentioning an incident in Sweden. He goes on to say, but nothing remarkable happened in Sweden that Friday. I am from Sweden. It is more probable that Trump was talking about a TV segment that aired Friday evening on Tucker Carlson about Muslim migration to Sweden and alleged exploding crime rates in Sweden. Now, one day after he tweeted all of this, there were riots in Sweden. Despite all of that, according to Gerlerup, all of his words were designed to scaremonger and fool people to view immigration as something negative and dangerous. He is kind enough, of course, to admit that Sweden surely has problems. It's so kind of him. But in classic Marxist manner, those problems are apparently all due to unemployment and alienation among immigrants. So they don't have anything whatsoever to do with Islam and Islamic supremacism. In the entire article, he only mentions Muslims once, which is to miss the point big time. He fuses all immigrants together, which I thought that was what we did. I thought we put them all in one big bowl and said, we hate you. I thought that's what we did. But because Gerlerup fuses all immigrants together and in parallel, and that fails to tackle the situation with the Swedish Muslims, this enables Gerlerup to make many of the claims he does make. This mental block about Islam and Muslim immigrants makes his words seem almost acceptable on the surface. Gerlerup tells us that Sweden has about 1 to 1.3 murders per 100,000 inhabitants, and the USA has 5. He then says there are no no-go zones in Sweden where the police cannot even enter. On the other hand, real no-go zones are the ones found in the USA. Apparently, only racists refer to no-go zones, his words. He even cites two American no-go zones, Philadelphia and Baltimore. Compared to these American no-go zones, the Swedish suburbs are very calm and peaceful. While, in fact, neither of these cities are a no-go zone, police may enter some neighborhoods in force, but they enter them at will, and the assertion is about the whataboutisms. He also dilutes the issue of rape by talking about how different countries define rape in different ways. He tells us, for example, that Sweden has tough laws against rape reports, and therefore has many reported cases of rapes in its statistics. What he doesn't tell us is that this stricter definition, they were brought in precisely because of the immigrant-induced rape crisis that the country was facing at the time. He also hints that some of these rape reports aren't actually about rapes. According to Gerlerup, a lot of rapes are reported in Sweden. 63.5 incidents per 100,000 citizens. The USA, with 300 million people, has 27. And there are more rape reports in Sweden than other countries, but not necessarily more rapes. So, you know, it's just an anomaly. No big deal. But then when he gets to crime, he says that in order to lower crime rates in the USA, Americans should increase immigration. He goes on to say that if Donald Trump wants to decrease the rates of criminality in the USA, he should open the borders and bring in more immigrants. And once we realize that Gerlerup has fused all immigrants together, you can see how he's trying to pull off his various sleights of hand. We're not talking about Indian doctors and mathematicians or Russian neuroscientists. If those guys were trying to get in here, we would probably fly them here in first class. No, We're talking about Mexican drug runners, and we're talking about Somalian rapists and Mexicans from certain countries. Okay? They've lumped all of this together in one conveniently large leftist liberal pile. So, okay. What is your first name, Gerald LaRupa? You know, I'm getting tired. Torbjorn. It's nearly as bad. Why don't you just shut up? I find it interesting that while you're sitting there writing these articles, you've got riots going on. And you don't get to decide how America does things, nor does anybody in any of the foreign countries, much as you guys want to say you do. We are not globalized. We are rejecting globalization. We're rejecting the EU type thing. We're rejecting a whole bunch of things. We did that with this last election. The sooner you understand that, well, then you guys can go to where you want to go. I've always wanted to visit Sweden. Probably not going to now. I'm waiting to see what Germany does. I would like to go back to Germany to visit one day. But I'm not going to go there like this. I'm not going to go there with this kind of thing happening. You guys need to straighten out your own house and admit that you made a big mistake. And get it together. And we'll be back in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember, this has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.